This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, entitled Purusha Sukta Confirmed, text number 31. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Nastapraeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Narayane Bhagavati Tadidam Vishwamahitam Grihitamayarugona Sargadabhaguna Swata. Narayane, unto Narayana, Bhagavati, the personality of Godhead. Tat idam, all these material manifestations. Vishwam, all the universes. Ahitam, situated. Grihita, having accepted. Maya, material energies. Urugunaha, greatly powerful. Sarga Adau, in creation, maintenance, and destruction. Agunaha, without affinity for the material modes. Swataha, self-sufficiently. Translation. Responsibly, everyone please repeat. All the material manifestations of the universes are therefore situated in His powerful material energies, which He accepts self-sufficiently. Although He is eternally without affinity for the material modes. In case some of you are not familiar, affinity means attraction or attachment. So although He is without attraction or attachment to the material modes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The question put by Narada before Brahma concerning the sustenance of the material creation is thus answered. Material actions and reactions, as the material scientist can superficially observe, are not basically ultimate truth in regard to creation, destruction, and maintenance. The material energy is a potency of the Lord which is displayed in time, accepting the three qualities of goodness, passion, and ignorance in the forms of Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva. The material energy thus works under the supreme spell of His Lordship. Although the material energy thus works under the supreme spell of His Lordship, He is always transcendental to all such material activities. A rich man constructs a big house by spending his energy in the shape of resources. And similarly, he destroys a big house by his resources. But the maintenance is always under his personal care. The Lord is the richest of the rich because He is always fully complete in six opulences. Therefore, He is not required to do anything personally. But everything in the material world is carried out by His wishes and direction. Therefore, the entire material manifestation is situated in Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The impersonal conception of the Supreme Truth is due to lack of knowledge only. And the fact is clearly explained by Brahmaji, who is supposed to be the creator of the universal affairs. Brahmaji is the highest authority in Vedic wisdom. And his assertion, his statement in this connection, is therefore the supreme information. So this is the right way to acquire knowledge. One approaches someone who is an authority in knowledge. In this case, it is none other than Chaturmukh Brahma, who can be a greater authority than him within the universe, because he was the first living being. He is greater in size physically, he is greater in intelligence, in power, than anyone else in the universe. He created everything. So surely he knows better than anyone. So his son, Narada Muni, who is also brilliant, perfect in knowledge, he's approaching his father, Brahma, and he's asking him various questions. And the answers can be accepted. The answers can be accepted because they're coming in the right way, through the right chain of disciplic succession. Nard is receiving the answers by the right process. None of us are capable on our own by the empirical process of understanding practically anything, what to speak of understanding the Absolute Truth. Our senses are imperfect. Every one of you knows every day how many mistakes you make sensually. Limited and imperfect. Therefore, for us to try to understand God, the absolute truth, or even to understand our situation within the universe, why this is like this, how does this happen? Of course, because it is natural to want to know, therefore, there are some people who will step forward and say, yes, we know, we will tell you, and we get cheated. To wit, the material scientists. They have assumed the role today of brahmanas, so-called brahmanas. And they assure you that we have followed the scientific process. Observation and make conclusions. First of all, they concoct a thesis, an idea, and then they set about to prove that thesis by their own rules, and then they declare, we have proved it. And everybody just accepts them blindly. But they themselves are imperfect, their senses are imperfect, and all the machines, the telescopes, the microscopes, all the scopes, every scope, they have no scope for understanding the truth. There was one trial in America called Scope's monkey trial. They were able to effectively lobby the government, or the judiciary actually, to ban the teaching of the Bible in schools in America. So that's known as the Scope's monkey trial. They said that we all came from monkeys. I would not doubt if they came from monkeys, but we came from Krishna. Anyway, this is the right process to approach a bona fide representative of the Supreme Truth. Vedanti tattata vidas tattam yajnanam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdite. We have no problem with the Brahmavadis. We do not envy them. We're not jealous, as Prabhupada said. We're not jealous of them. They're right. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakamshati. If you come to the platform of Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body, then you get great relief, incredible relief from your suffering condition. But that's only the first stage in God realization. We have to go farther. They have imperfect knowledge. Yeanye ravindaksha vimukta maninas payasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Their intelligence is avishuddha. It's not shuddha, but it's avishuddha. They're weak in perfect knowledge. Therefore, they and we have to hear from a Krishna Bhakta, a Vaishnava, a devotee of Vishnu. Then we can all make progress, including the Brahmavadis. If they're not envious, they can make progress. As regards to our own situation in the material world, we are also in illusion. We are also in ignorance. just as the elevated monists have some concept of the truth, not different in one sense than Krishna consciousness. They are Krishna conscious, but they're imperfect in their knowledge. We are also fully capable of becoming God realized very quickly. There's no obstacle. Why are we sitting here praying to God, please relieve me from my suffering? We can at once be free from our suffering. We just have to agree to surrender fully. Everything. Karmana, manasa, gira. Nikilasvapi avastasu, jivan mukta. You can become liberated even now. But we're imperfect in our knowledge, and therefore, without knowledge, we won't surrender. We're afraid to surrender to Krishna. Now, I could see being afraid to surrender to Ravana. He's a big demon. He kills people, he eats people, to some Rakshasa. But what does Krishna do? He dances with the gopis. He plays with his cowherd boyfriends. He's Bhakta Vatsal. He loves his devotees. Why should we be afraid to surrender to someone who loves us? Well, ask our Vishnu Gada. He's a psychologist. He can tell you that there are many problems that people have in their hearts that block them from natural relationships. When a relationship is natural and beautiful and wonderful, what blocks us? What is that fear? Otherwise known as ahankar, false ego. So we have to somehow or other accept this process of surrender to Krishna. The right person, in the right way, for the right reasons. We have to follow, we have to read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as translated by Srila Prabhupada, Nectar of Devotion. To understand the nuances, the subtleties of devotional service, we have to see what is blocking us from being free from anxiety. What is blocking us from a healthy relationship with the Supreme Person, who is the Supreme Controller? It is very simple logic. Prabhupada has painted a very easy picture here. Easy picture to understand. There's no puzzle. It's not an enigma that Krishna means black. Black means dark. Dark means unknown. Ah, Krishna is the deep, dark, unknown within all of us. Prabhupada used to quote Dr. Radhakrishna, not the one at Chopati, but the president of India who wrote a Bhagavad Gita. Dr. Radhakrishna's commentary on Bhagavad Gita, because he's a PhD, therefore he's qualified to enter into the mystery. I have a PhD, Krishna, so I know now. Rabindra Sarup, who also has a PhD in philosophy, used to have a sign on his door, Professor of Philosophy. Their PhD is useless for them. To understand Krishna, you need a pure heart. You need to want to surrender. Then Krishna will dadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upiyantite. Then he will give you the knowledge by which you can free yourself from the cycle of birth and death, by which you can free yourself even now. Because we are suffering now. We are suffering now. In fact, because we have the process of bhakti, we're relatively convinced that this is the right process, but we don't have the sraddha. We don't have the faith. Therefore, in the process of developing our faith, we have the right means, the right method. We can reach the highest goal, but it takes time. It takes time. We have come to this position, Brahmanda Brahmite, after wandering through the universes for many lifetimes, accepting one body after another, millions and millions of times. And we've not found any succor. We've not found any shelter. We've not found any peace of mind, any happiness. So now we're here, after coming so far, and we've got a chance, but we need to apply ourselves. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. We need to work for Krishna. If you can chant 24 hours a day, do it. But 99.9% of us cannot. Therefore, Prabhupada gave us service to do, preaching to do, a mission to spread. So, Dr. Radhakrishna in Chaupati, his daughter, has a tumor in her lung. You know what tumor is? Could become cancer. It's benign, but she's having an operation tomorrow. Serious operation to have the tumor cut out of her lung. So she's fearful. She's a devotee, wonderful devotee. What's her name? Rasa Manjaria? Who knows? Huh? I can't hear. Madhurya Leela, that's right. Madhurya Leela, what a nice name. So Madhurya Leela Dasi, she came to me last night. She's begging everyone, give me your blessings. She said she's a little fearful. So we need each other to help one another. We should pray for her operation. I'm fully convinced that Krishna will take full care of her because he's in charge of everything and he likes his devotees. He loves his devotees. You show even a little interest. You are his devotee, but you've forgotten. The Mayavadis, they say, you're God, but you've just forgotten it. And we say, yes, we are God. Servant. We are Brahman, but we're both tuch, very small. We are Aṃsa. But we've forgotten that we're part of Krishna, that we're his servant. Jivar Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. This is our identification, but we've forgotten. So we need help. And we should pray for one another so it won't be a problem for any of our devotees. First of all, our devotees, and then the rest of the world. Paradukaduki, they're suffering. People are suffering. Why? Avishuddha Buddha. Because they don't know. They have imperfect knowledge. They don't know that I'm spirit. They don't know that Krishna is the supreme controller. They don't know that Krishna is the Sabse Param Malik, the Supreme Malik. Some Malik, he builds a house. After some time, he destroys the house. It is all his activities. He is in control. He has money. He has power. He has opulence, influence, intelligence. So Krishna is the supreme Malik, and the whole cosmos is under him. He creates it at a certain time, and by his sweet will, he sometimes comes here, and then he winds it up just like a spider throws out its web, the sticky stuff, the spider web. He spits it out. And in time, when the spider decides, he again winds it up, goes somewhere else. So Krishna, he's the supreme controller, and we have to understand this. We have to help one another understand this, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Mama maya duratyaya. This prakriti, material energy, is very powerful. Because it is my energy, Arjuna. Very attractive. It is called Vishaya. The objects of the senses of our body. The senses and their objects. They go together like iron filings and a magnet. They're naturally attractive. The material world is made like that. So, Vishaya Vinivartante Niraharasya Dehina. For those who are Dehina, the objects of the senses, they're very attractive. Why are we attracted when we drive around Bombay today? We see that the marketing executives are working overtime. Generally, today, people in Bombay work till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, then they go home, have their meal, watch television, and get to bed by midnight. It's a crazy schedule. Anyway, that's the life. Bombay ki zindagi. Bombay life. But the marketing executives, I don't think they get home till 2 or 3 in the morning. They're working overtime. What to do to capture our intelligence, to bewilder us? You see the billboards everywhere. Nowadays, I'm shocked how they're changing. They're becoming so lewd. Not loud, lewd. Full of sex. Full of ignorance. You are the body. You are the body. Come, drink this whiskey and you'll be happy. And this girl that you see beside me, if you drink Johnny Walker's, you'll get her. All ignorance. It's never like that. It's never like it is in the movies. You ask the movie actors, they know. It's never like that, like it is in the movies. It's never like it is in the billboards. It's never like it is on the songs, on the radio, the guzzles and the muzzles. You sing the guzzles and you get a muzzle. A muzzle is what you put on a dog on its head. A crazy world. We want to come out from that. Tamasi ma. Don't go in darkness. Jyotir gama. Come to the light where you can be free, where you can be happy. Free from anxiety. Free from attachments. Free from fear. Rake Krishna, Mareke, Mare Krishna, Rake Ke. Krishna wants us to leave this body and go to another body? Jane do, let it go. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Wherever we are, we can be joyful. Susukam kartamavyayam. Krishna bhakti is joyful. Laugh, be happy. You are Krishna's part and parcel. You're eternal. Krishna loves you. So, Narad has followed the right process, and we should also follow the right process. And be patient. Help one another. Be a loving community. Go out of your way to help other devotees. When you go out of your way to serve the Vaishnavas, Radharani goes out of her way to serve you. If you want forgiveness from Krishna for your sins, don't go to the deities and say, please forgive me. First you forgive others for their sins against you. Even sins that you perceive, which may not actually be true, but you think, oh, so-and-so has insulted me. Forgive them. No use holding negative energy in your brain. No use. What is the value? What do you achieve? Develop genuine affection for anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna. Overlook their faults. Krishna is the supreme controller. He's putting us all through school. Isn't that nice? We have so much attachment to our parents because they're putting us through school. They're sending us to college. They're sending us to whatever, school, courses. So we offer them respect and love. But Krishna's putting us through school too. It's called the school of hard knocks. We're learning slowly, slowly to let go of our attachments so we can fly in the sky of Krishna's Goloka Dham. Madhuri Lila Dasi, remember that tomorrow. Say a prayer for it. Or any other Vaishnava who's suffering, say a prayer. Oh Lord, please give them more and more opportunity to render devotional service. And if you so desire, she's a young girl, she's about to get married, and she has her whole life ahead of her, she's a wonderful servant of Krishna. Please bless her with many years of devotional service. Like that. Not contrary to our philosophy. Prabhupada told us a prayer, Dear Lord Krishna, if you so desire, please allow Srila Prabhupada to translate his books, to have good health so that he can preach many more years. So we prayed like that. So you pray about someone else and you'll find prayers coming back to you. You give love, you get love. If your heart is cold and miserable and miserly, then welcome to a long